Did I hear what I heard? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Did I hear what I heard? As I sit in quiet meditation, I listen to the voice within me speaking. And that voice within me, of course, is myself. And that voice within me is God. And that voice within me is my purity and my goodness. Now, did I hear what I heard? Inside of me, I heard, I can achieve anything I would like to achieve. I can accomplish anything I would like to accomplish. The power within me is so great that there is no limitation to it. I may go into any area that I choose. Can we really believe that? Can we really accept that that might be true? All of the great people on earth, as we call people great because they seem to be leaders and accomplishing things, all these great people listen within, and they have the courage and the strength of their conviction. We can too have the courage and strength of our conviction if we wish. But it takes quite a bit of training. It's so easy to doubt ourselves and back away from accomplishing things. It's so easy to doubt ourselves and back away from fulfillment of the law, the principle, the life actions that we follow our life based upon these things. Now, within us comes the thought, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My body is whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect and wonderful and fantastic. Can we believe that? Can we believe what we heard? Can we believe that? Can we believe this statement we're making about ourselves? Well, the answer is yes, we can. But we must be like the successful people, like the wise people, like the leaders, who hear it and act upon it nobly and confidently. So when we act upon the thought, I am whole and perfect, nobly and confidently, we empower that thought to be carried out in our life. Now, how can that thought be carried out in our life? What's going to make it happen? Well, as for ourselves, we have those 10,000 stem cells waiting to get busy and do whatever we'd ask them to do. But what are we going to ask them to do? What are we asking? Are we telling the stem cells we doubt that we're going to be successful? Then the stem cells act in that way. In other words, our thoughts act in that way. We might call the stem cells our thoughts. Our thoughts, fresh, pure, beautiful, never having had any opinion in any way, ready to act. Our stem cells are our thoughts. And as our thoughts, they're ready to do whatever we bid them to do. Now, name and claim it. What sort of thing are we going to name and claim? What sort of thing are we going to put into motion for ourselves? What sort of thing are we going to stimulate into our life so that we can have this wonderful, fantastic experience? What are we going to do? Now, that's a very good question, and it's something that each one of us has to come to the conclusion about. What are we going to do? Well, if we hear the voice within saying, go for it, and we do not go for it, then, well, we won't have any success. If we hear the voice within saying, go for it, and we say, but how? And the voice says, it doesn't matter, just go. Now, you would like to have a body that is whole and perfect. So you begin thinking about a body that is whole and perfect. You think, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. You don't say why, where, and how. You just say, I'm whole and perfect. Now you put this thought into your mind, you put this thought into your world, and the thoughts are the white stem cells, these beautiful brain stem cells waiting to go to work for you. And then you let them be. Let go and let God. Let go and let the divine within you. Let go and let the brain cells within you carry out what it is that you have in mind for yourself. So you meditate on these things. You think on these things and you listen as the divine within you reveals to you the magic and the possibilities for you. And as you think of these possibilities, you empower them with your thought. That's these white stem cells coming out and saying, okay, what do you want me to do? We empower these ideas with our thoughts, and our thoughts say, okay, let's do it this way, let's do it that way. And so you proceed. And as you proceed, there's always that inner guidance that says, yes, a little further, yeah, yeah, turn right here, yeah, go left here, do this, do that, and you follow it without hesitation, without limitation. And following it, it seems easier all the time. And pretty soon, things are happening in your life. Pretty soon, wonderful things are taking place, and you say, what good luck I have! What good fortune I have! How blessed I am! You blessed yourself. You blessed yourself. We have built up a habit of saying, God bless you. And we say that, which is a very lovely thing to say, of course, but we're saying God bless you. So, but what we're meaning is that the outer God and outer beingness should bless you. And so really, we should say, I bless you. We should really say, I bless you. Now, that is a much more significant thing than saying, God bless you. That's like saying, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. You want it to begin with you. You want it to be peace on earth. But the thing is, that's not the way to put a cause in motion. Now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. Now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. Now I live in a healthy body, and it began with my thoughts. Now I live in a wonderful world, and it began with my thoughts. Now I am a happy person, and it began with my thoughts. Oh, how powerful we can be if we choose. How wonderful we can be if we choose. How successful we can be if we choose. What is it you choose? What is it that I choose for myself, in my world, in my life? What do I choose? What do I want? What do I expect? What do I know? Who am I? Where am I going? As we meditate, many wonderful ideas come to us. And as we meditate, we act upon these ideas or not. And if we act upon them, beautiful things happen. If we do not act upon them, somebody else will. And someone else will be enjoying the blessing that we could be having. The blessing is not stolen from us. It's always there. We can always go back and do what we started to do but didn't finish. We can always go back and claim the truth about ourselves and enjoy it. It's not as though it's a one-time thing. It's not as though the door is closed just because we made a mistake and didn't take it. Jesus said, forgive 7 times 70 times. Forget it 7 times 70 times. And then go on and go on and go on. And pretty soon, when you've got the habit going, you'll be in the habit of doing the right thing at the right time, in the right way, for the right purpose. And you'll be a happy, happy person. But follow your meditation. I follow mine. And as I follow mine, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am a happy person. I am filled with joy. I listen to the world around me, and I say, wow, how great it is. The statement might be, oh, praise God. Yes, praise yourself for having thought the thought that brought that world into being. I praise me for all the good that the divine in me shines forth. Oh, God is everywhere, it's true, in everything, as everything, but we are using the divine in us. I go and talk to a person and I say, well, now, what do you think? And he says, well, John says this, and Mary says this, and Paul says this, and Joe says this, and Beatrice says this, and so forth. Yeah, but what do you say? Well, I haven't made up my mind yet. Well, when you make up your mind, you let me know. Well, this is what they said. Well, I don't care what they said. They have their own life, their own conviction. I want to know what sort of person you are and what sort of beliefs you have for yourself. Not what you believe someone else has, but what you believe for yourself. And I want to know what it is that you follow in your life that guides your thinking, that guides your way, and that guides you. And that'll tell me the kind of person you are. And of course, it doesn't take much of a look to know. I just look at your life and I see the kind of person you are. Because your life is either filled with goodness or filled with limitation. It's up to you. And a person whose life is filled with goodness surely has their thoughts all on goodness. This is where we can turn. This is what we can accomplish. This is what we can do. And did I hear what I heard? We certainly did. Now act upon it. That's what I do for myself. And I love it. And it is fun. Join me, if you will, acting upon your thoughts as I act on mine. And I am so happy with what results come. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.